When people hear the word light, they usually think of brightness, color, or speed. Something fast, something weightless, something that doesn't quite behave like ordinary objects. That instinct is close to the truth, but it misses the role light plays in physics. Light is not treated as a material object moving through space. It is treated as a way energy travels. And the moment you take that seriously, light stops being special in a mystical sense and starts obeying the same accounting rules as everything else. The first important point is this: light has no rest mass, but it does carry energy and momentum. Those two facts together explain nearly everything that seems strange about it. Momentum is often associated with heavy things, cars, balls, planets, but in physics, momentum depends on energy and motion, not just mass. Light moves at the fastest speed allowed by nature, and because of that motion, its energy automatically comes with momentum. When light hits a surface and reflects, the surface experiences a force. It is small, but it is real. Instruments measure it. Spacecraft designs account for it. Something without mass can still push. This already tells us something important about mass itself. Mass is not simply how much stuff there is. In physics, mass measures resistance to acceleration and how strongly something interacts with gravity. Light cannot slow down or speed up, so resistance to acceleration doesn't apply to it in the usual way. But gravity still affects light. Light bends when it passes near massive objects. Stars and galaxies change its path. This happens not because light secretly has mass, but because gravity is not just a pull on mass. Gravity describes how space and time are shaped, and anything that moves through space and time follows that shape, light included. That leads to a deeper connection. Mass and light are not opposites. They are different ways energy shows up. Mass is energy arranged in a form that can remain at rest. Light is energy that cannot stop moving. When matter emits light, it loses a tiny amount of mass. When matter absorbs light, it gains a tiny amount of mass. This is not a metaphor. It is a measurable effect predicted by physics and confirmed by experiment. The amounts are usually too small to notice, but the exchange is exact. Seen this way, light becomes easier to talk about. It is energy moving freely with no option to slow down. And mass becomes energy arranged in a form that can stay put. Both follow the same rules. They differ not in nature, but in how that energy is allowed to behave. And accepting that mass and light are both ways energy exists naturally leads to a more basic question. What is light itself at the most fundamental level? Most people start with an intuitive picture. Light feels like something that travels from place to place, almost like an invisible stream. That picture works well enough to turn on a lamp or aim a flashlight, but physics needs something sharper. In physics, light is not defined by brightness or color. Those are experiences produced by our eyes. Light is defined as an electromagnetic disturbance that carries energy and momentum through space. That phrase sounds abstract, so it helps to ground it in something familiar. Think about a lake. If you drop a stone into water, nothing travels from the center of the splash to the shore. The water itself mostly stays where it is. What moves outward is the disturbance, the changing height of the surface. Light behaves in a similar way, except the surface is the electromagnetic field, and the disturbance moves through space. Space in physics is filled with electromagnetic fields. These fields are not made of material. They are properties assigned to every location. Just as temperature can have a value everywhere in a room, electric and magnetic fields have values everywhere in space. Light appears when these field values change over time in a linked way. A changing electric field produces a magnetic field. A changing magnetic field produces an electric field. Those changes sustain each other and propagate forward. That traveling pattern is light. Nothing physical is being carried along like a thrown object. What moves is the change itself. This already challenges common sense. Everyday experience trains us to expect motion to involve objects. Light forces physics to deal with motion without transport of matter. That is why light does not need a medium. Sound needs air, because sound is motion of air molecules. Light is motion of fields, and the fields are already present everywhere. Now, intuition usually pushes back at this point and says, fine, but light still feels like a particle. That instinct is not wrong, but it needs refining. Light is often described in terms of photons. A photon is not a tiny glowing bead flying through space. A photon is the smallest unit of electromagnetic energy that can be exchanged. It becomes relevant when light interacts with matter. A famous experiment makes this unavoidable, the photoelectric effect. When light shines on a metal surface, electrons can be ejected. Classical intuition predicts that brighter light should knock electrons out more easily, regardless of color. That prediction fails. Experiments show that if the light's frequency is too low, no electrons come out at all, no matter how intense the light is. Increase the frequency past a threshold, and the electrons appear immediately, even at low brightness. This behavior makes sense only if light transfers energy in discrete packets. Each photon carries a specific amount of energy set by its frequency. If that energy is too small, no amount of piling photons together helps. Common sense expects gradual buildup. Nature does not allow it here. That experiment forces a conclusion. Light behaves as packets of energy during interaction. But light also spreads, bends, and interferes, behaviors that match waves. The same phenomenon shows wave behavior during travel and particle behavior during exchange. That is not contradiction. It is a limitation of everyday categories. At a deeper level, light is described as a quantized excitation of the electromagnetic field. The field can only change by certain allowed amounts. Light corresponds to those allowed changes moving through space. Now mass enters the picture again. Mass appears when energy becomes locked into arrangements that can persist. Electrons bound to nuclei, fields tied together, motion constrained. That trapped energy behaves as mass. Light represents energy that is not trapped. This explains why light has no rest mass. Rest mass is defined as energy present when an object is not moving. Light cannot meet that condition. There is no reference frame in which light stands still. The idea of rest simply does not apply. Because of that, light always travels at the same speed, not because it is pushed and not because it chooses that speed, but because electromagnetic field equations permit only one speed for self-propagating disturbances. That speed is built into space and time. This challenges another intuition. Speed usually depends on how hard something is thrown. Light ignores that rule entirely. This is also why light defines the maximum speed anything can have. Objects with mass must be able to slow down or stop. Light cannot. That difference separates matter from radiation. Color now fits naturally. Color corresponds to the frequency of the electromagnetic oscillation. Higher frequency means higher energy per photon. Lower frequency means lower energy per photon. The energy of light is tied directly to how rapidly the field changes. This explains why ultraviolet light can damage cells while radio waves cannot, even if the radio waves deliver more total energy. Each ultraviolet photon carries enough energy to alter chemical bonds. Radio photons do not. Common sense expects total power to matter most. Physics shows that how energy is packaged matters just as much. Another famous example reinforces this: gravitational lensing. Light bends as it passes near massive objects, not because light has mass, but because gravity shapes space and time. Light follows that shape because it always follows the geometry of space-time.
Photographs of distant galaxies warped by gravity confirm this behavior directly. Light responds to gravity, even without mass. That fact forces physics to abandon the idea that gravity is simply a pull between masses. It is something deeper. Light can push because momentum comes with energy in motion. Light bends because space-time guides all energy. Light carries information because fields can vary in organized ways. Light heats objects because energy transfer alters atomic motion. No special rules are required just for light. It follows the same accounting as everything else. Light is energy in its most mobile form. It cannot remain still, cannot gather into stable structures, cannot pause. Mass is energy arranged in forms able to persist. Both arise from the same underlying quantity, governed by the same rules, behaving differently because the universe permits them. Understanding light this way removes mystery without removing wonder. It becomes one of the cleanest examples physics offers of how energy, mass, space, and time belong to a single connected system. At this point, light stops being just something that lets us see and starts becoming a guide to how reality is organized. Because light does more than move energy, it sets limits. It defines connections. It tells space and time how they are allowed to behave. One of the most surprising consequences is this: light determines what can influence what. In everyday thinking, cause and effect feels simple. Something happens, then something else responds. Distance just means delay. Farther away means later. That intuition works well for walking across a room or throwing a ball. Light exposes where that intuition breaks. Nothing that carries energy or information can act faster than light. Not because light is special in a sentimental way, but because it represents the fastest way any physical influence can move through space and time. Light draws the boundary between what can be causally connected and what cannot. This has a concrete meaning. An event can only affect another event if light has time to travel between them. If it cannot, then no physical signal, no force, no message can bridge that gap. This limit is not about technology or engineering. It is built into how electromagnetic fields and space-time behave. That boundary shapes the structure of time itself. Events are not simply ordered by before and after in an absolute sense. For distant events, the order can depend on motion. What remains fixed is causality, whether one event can influence another. Light sets that rule. This is why light sits at the center of relativity without being introduced as an extra idea. Relativity does not say light is special, so everything must obey it. It says the rules of space and time are such that light emerges as the universal speed that everything agrees on. Common sense expects time and space to exist first, with light moving inside them. Physics finds the opposite. Light reveals how space and time are stitched together. Another implication follows directly from this. Because light carries energy and momentum, but has no rest mass, it shows that mass is not the fundamental currency of physics. Energy is. Mass is one way energy can appear. Light is another. This relationship is captured exactly in the connection between mass and energy. When matter emits light, its mass decreases. When matter absorbs light, its mass increases. This is not an analogy, it is a measurable fact. Nuclear reactions make this visible on large scales, but the same exchange happens whenever light is involved, even in ordinary processes. This forces a revision of how substance is understood. Objects feel solid, permanent, self-contained. Light feels fleeting. Physics shows that both are arrangements of the same underlying quantity. The difference is not what they are made of, but how long the arrangement can last. This leads to a result that feels strange at first. Empty space filled with light has inertia. A box filled with light weighs more than the same box without it. The difference is tiny, but it exists. Energy contributes to gravity, regardless of whether it appears as mass or radiation. That result is not intuitive. Common sense expects weight to come from matter. Light refuses to cooperate with that expectation. Another deep consequence appears when information enters the discussion. Light is the primary way information moves through the universe. Every image, every signal, every measurement relies on light or electromagnetic radiation in some form. That is not an accident. It follows from the fact that electromagnetic fields can change in structured ways and carry those changes across space. This means information is physical. It is not abstract. It has energy costs. Sending a message requires energy. Detecting a signal requires energy. Even learning something leaves physical traces in matter. Light connects information to energy in a way that cannot be separated. This connection also explains why observation matters so much in physics. To observe something is to exchange energy and information. Light is almost always involved. Observation is not passive. It is an interaction governed by the same rules as everything else. This removes a common misunderstanding. Physics does not say reality depends on human awareness. It says reality depends on physical interaction. Light makes those interactions possible across distance. There is also a deeper unity hiding here. Light obeys quantum rules when exchanging energy. It obeys relativistic rules when moving through space-time. It obeys classical rules when large numbers of photons act together. The same entity connects three major frameworks of physics without changing identity. That alone is remarkable. Many ideas in physics appear to belong to one domain or another. Light refuses to stay confined. It forces theories to agree with one another or be discarded. Any serious description of nature must make room for light behaving consistently across scales. This makes light less like a topic and more like a test. If a theory mishandles light, something is wrong. Finally, there is a conceptual implication that is easy to miss. Light shows that the universe is not built from objects alone. It is built from relationships, constraints, and allowed motions. Light is not a thing traveling through space so much as a way space and time allow energy to move. That idea changes what existence means in physics. To exist is not only to occupy space, it is to participate in the rules that govern change. Light participates fully. It carries energy, momentum, information, and influence. It connects distant regions of the universe while obeying strict limits. It reveals that those limits are not obstacles, but the structure itself. Seen this way, light is not mysterious, it is honest. It tells us exactly how far causes can reach, how energy can travel, and how space and time cooperate to make events possible at all. Understanding light deeply is less about learning new facts and more about accepting that the universe is organized by rules that feel unfamiliar yet remain consistent everywhere. So, after all of this, it's worth asking what picture of the world actually remains when the details settle. Light in physics is not a special case and not an exception. It is a reference point. It shows how energy behaves when it is free to move, how space and time respond to that motion, and how limits arise naturally from the structure of the laws themselves. What we know with confidence is this. Light is an excitation of the electromagnetic field. It carries energy and momentum. It always moves at the same speed because the equations that describe the field allow no alternative. It has no rest mass, yet it responds to gravity because gravity governs space-time, not just matter. It transfers energy in discrete units during interaction, which explains experiments that classical intuition could not. These statements are not speculative. They are supported by measurement, technology, and repeated observation. We also know that mass and light are not separate categories of substance. They are different behaviors of energy. Mass corresponds to energy arranged in forms that can persist. Light corresponds to energy that cannot be held still. Both contribute to gravity. Both obey conservation laws. Both belong to the same accounting system. From this, a coherent worldview emerges. The universe is not primarily built from objects. It is built from fields, energy, and constraints on how change is allowed to occur. Objects appear when energy becomes organized in ways that last. Light appears when energy moves freely through fields. Space and time are not passive backgrounds, but active parts of the system, determining how motion and influence are permitted. This worldview removes several common misunderstandings. Light does not travel through nothing. It propagates through fields that are already present everywhere. Light does not behave strangely. It behaves consistently under rules that differ from everyday experience. Light does not blur physics. It forces precision. It also clarifies what we do not yet know. We do not know why the electromagnetic field exists in the form it does. We do not know why the constants that determine the speed of light have the values they do. We do not yet have a complete theory that unifies light's quantum behavior with gravity at the smallest scales. These are active areas of research, not settled matters. But the gaps are bounded. They do not undermine what has already been established. Any deeper theory must still reproduce the behavior of light exactly as observed. The rules light follows are not optional features of reality. They are constraints any explanation must satisfy. That is an important distinction.